This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Well, you know, I took lessons because I like to be an educated idiot. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Welcome back to what I refer to as a session of sanity right here on The Real Side, GCN Live. Head up to the website. You find out more about stations and times and how you can get the show. We also have classic pod classics. They're classics. We have no old stuff up there on the website. Classic podcasts. And again, I want to welcome tonight a new station to the lineup, KCLV in Clovis, New Hampshire. Not New Hampshire. No, I'm thinking of, what's her name? New Mexico. What's wrong with Old Mexico? I don't get it. Anyway. KCLV, Clovis, New Mexico. Sorry, guys. Hey, I'll get used. You'll get used to me. I'll get used to you, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. On the website. And as I say, which I really believe to be true, smarter people than I are up on the website, seriously. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me up there. And check out these stories. We got some great writers. Right? And, you know, it's funny today. Everything that's going on with Hillary and what have you. Even MSNBC is, let's not say, I'm not going to say they're turning on her, because they're not. But I am going to say that they're having their moment. So Joe Scarborough from, I guess he gets, what is his show called? See, he stole my name. Morning Cup of Joe, or something like that is the name of the show. Although I would not have an early morning show. My brain doesn't, not really that quick first thing in the morning. So he said we need to keep Clinton 1,000 miles from classified information. Okay, I'm not so sure that's even far enough. The country's like 3,000 miles wide, right? I think we ought to keep her further than that. What do you think? Take up a collection or something? So the discussion of the FBI director Comey's controversial decision not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her private server raged on Thursday morning. Joe, opinions swirled around the table. Over Clinton's flagrant mishandling of classified information. Surprisingly, the liberal Micah Brzezinski repeatedly referred to panelists as being hostages to the Clintons. For 30 years, they don't know how to think anymore. The loudest critic was co-host Joe Scarborough, who asserted neither Hillary Clinton nor all the people around her should ever be within 1,000 miles of classified information. This is a Dem. These are people that love Hillary Clinton. She can do no wrong. Come on, think about this. And there are people from within her camp and around her that have decided, you know, she may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer. We've known this for a long time. Right? And I love these people. You know, I used to like Beckel. But I don't know how he's come back now on CNN. And he likens the boosters of Clinton's email scandal to birthers. This is what these people always do on the left. What they do is the exact thing they don't want you to do to them, they do to you. But they don't see it that way. They can't see it that way. See, because you're a lame idiot, they can call you anything they want to. They can call out all the things that they think but can't prove that you're wrong on. It's just like today. The thing that I think really got by a lot of people today, and for the Dems that are out there saying, see, you found nothing, do you not realize what the FBI director said today? He said that your nominee for president is incompetent. That's what he said. She's not just technically incompetent, but she should have known that that stuff was classified information. She sent that stuff, in some cases, out to thousands of people on an email list. Classified information. People that weren't cleared. But she felt like she's above the law. It's not a problem. And she lied several times. Trey Gowdy proved the point that she lied three or four times right out in the open, right in front of their faces. Now, he did catch him today by saying, look, isn't it a federal offense to lie to somebody under oath? And Comey said, it's a federal offense to lie, period, to us in an investigation. You don't have to be under oath. Now, that sets up Saturday's conversation, which I love. I know this thing's already been done to death, but I feel like I'm there anyway. Look, they did 3.5 hours of investigation on Saturday. They did not put her under oath. They didn't take notes. That's what he said today. We have no notes. He said, we've got some notes, but we usually don't record these things, and we don't this, we don't that. And so they were able to take, now see, I brought this up the other day. They were able to take all that information from the Saturday meeting. Apparently there were 6 agents there. Comey did not meet with any of the, well, I think he met with 2 of the 6 agents, or talked to them, right? There was a summary of what went down, right? Monday was a federal holiday. They did not work on Monday, not that they couldn't have, not that he wasn't sitting around the house looking at this stuff, right? And then, so somehow, I'm still trying to figure out how this happened. They digested the 3.5 hours of questioning, if you would. I mean, he was 5 hours in questioning today. So they took 3.5 hours of questioning. They came to the conclusion as a group that there was nothing there. You know, keep moving. Nothing here. Right? And somehow the speech and the opinion was written and spoken about Tuesday morning. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah. Yeah, let me go.
Go ahead, Adio.
Yeah. I ain't going to school. Thought you had to be.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. Seriously. Because there's so much going on out there. So much that you have to try to keep up with. That it makes sense for you to converse with other people. It's kind of what Kira was saying at the front end of everything. You have got to, the only way you win, the only way you make things happen, you have got to have conversations with people. Right? Otherwise, you've got your own little thought process. You got your own little thought process as to what's going on, of how things, you know, are happening. And unless you really, and don't talk just to anybody, because you can't trust just anybody. Make sure you have people that you can trust. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. Somebody sent me this article about getting better sleep. It means you don't drink coffee. Let me tell you what. My wife will tell you, I can drink a half a pot of coffee, and I can fall asleep. Really, seriously, we could be sitting here, I have a half a cup of coffee, I go upstairs and go to sleep. It ain't that hard for me. So, I don't even know where I was. Oh, I was done with that story, wasn't I? I got a whole bunch of ones that I want to hit on. I don't know if I did this here tonight, but there's a Saudi prince running around saying that he is picking up about 20% of Hillary's tab for her run for office. Now, last I checked, foreign money wasn't supposed to be accepted in any way, shape, manner, or form for one of these campaigns. Remember, Mr. Obama, he got millions of dollars from overseas. And their excuse was they couldn't return the money because they didn't know where it came from. You're supposed to, let me tell you what, we get big time fined if we don't know where we got the money. Now, he could have donated the money to charities, but he didn't do that. He kept it, and they used the excuse, we just don't know where it came from. Well, let me tell you what, when you take it online, you do know where it comes from. Or those companies will know where it came from. How it got in the system. Believe me, they track all of that stuff. So it's illegal for foreign companies to, countries, to attempt to influence the outcome of an election. And mostly by funding campaigns. Well, I shouldn't say this, but really, doesn't matter. After what we saw the other day and today, that doesn't apply to the Clintons, so I don't even know why I'm reading this article. So the Saudi Arabia royal family has been a frequent, pardon the term, bedfellow with both Bill and Hillary Clinton. They donate fast sums, large sums of money to the Clinton Foundation, as well as paying the Podesta Group, founded by Hillary's campaign, John Podesta, a tidy figure of about $200,000 to raise the country's visibility in the United States. Now, the paper money trail between Hillary and the Saudi prince is damning, and most recently, though now deleted, the Petra News Agency published on Sunday what it described as an exclusive comments from Saudi Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, which included a claim that Riyandi has provided 20% of the total funding in the prospective Democratic candidate's campaign. The dirty money exchange has been going on for decades. Maybe that's what he's talking about, is all the money he's given them over the years, and how much of that will go to her campaign. So at least $100 million has been given to the Bill and Hillary Foundation from the Persian Gulf. Hello, think about that. $100 million from the Persian Gulf. Just for our buddies. God bless it. Can you imagine if a Republican took that money? If it was a Republican foundation? What do you think would happen? Really, where do you think they would go with that? Now, the link between presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton and the Saudi royal family go back many, 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 many years. And Dems and Republicans, right? Well, you figure Republicans, but Republicans and Democrats have expressed a concern with this for many years as well. And it's tough. When they're giving you that kind of money, they'll have you killed if you don't do what you're supposed to do. Now, Hillary Clinton's State Department, again, after getting hundreds of millions from the Saudis, or from the Middle East, excuse me, during her reign as Secretary of State, Clinton's State Department approved $165 billion worth of arms sales to 24 nations. Now, almost every one of these nations donated money to the foundation. What do you think of that? They've never been out of the White House, apparently, huh? They've always been there. By now, most people are familiar with the controversy surrounding the Clinton Foundation and the State Department under Hillary Clinton during her reign as secretary. she lost 6 billion simoleons. Did you know that? Yeah. They lost $6 billion. That's right. The State Department misplaced it. Thank God I misplaced $6. I'm looking for it because I know I don't have it anymore. Seriously, reach into my pocket. I know it was there when I left this morning. I didn't buy any coffee. I didn't buy any donuts. Should still be there, right? Oh, it's just amazing. And we let it get... I'm still trying to figure out why we let it get away with it. So, I don't know if I hit this yesterday, but I'm just going to keep hitting him until my producer says, no. The, I talk about the Donald and Hillary near-tied Clinton poll. And actually, ABC poll came out today and said that over 90% of the American population... They had a poll right after the hearings today. And it was over 90% of the people they surveyed said that Hillary should have been indicted or should have had charges filed against her. That's over 90% of the American populace, not 90% of registered Republicans, but 90% of the random calls that they made. Now, I think it was yesterday morning. Yes, it was. The a new morning consult poll published on Tuesday reveals, presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's lead over presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump dropped to only 1 point. So there's a 1 point spread between Trump and Clinton. And guess what? That means Trump wins because he's winning by double digits with the libertarians, with the moderates, and that kind of thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. If you head over to the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can hop up in a live chat room. There's a gazillion and three things that you can do up there. And as I usually say, there's usually smarter people than, as there is now, smarter people than I in the chat room. So, anyway, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to those people in Dallas, where we've got two cops shot now already and maybe more before the night's up. I mean, that's really a way to get your point across, don't you think? Let's just kill, we'll kill cops, and that'll get them to calm down when they pull us over. Right? Or am I thinking wrong? Let's see. How many jackwagons can I pull up and talk about tonight? Oh, hey, I like this one. A professor calls for anti-gun types to attack the NRA and leave no survivors. So, if you're an anti-gun, then you probably wouldn't have a gun. So how are you going to attack the NRA supporters? Because they probably all have guns. Look, there's only one solution, he says. A bunch of us anti-gun types are going to have to arm ourselves, storm the NRA headquarters in Fairfax, and make sure there are no survivors. Now, if a Republican had put this up, right, the FBI would have been knocking on his door an hour later. I mean, it would be all over the internet, wouldn't it? Big time all over the internet. But you won't see it in the mainstream media carrying this or really making comment on it. The action might also require coordinated hits at remote sites, like Washington lobbyists. Then and only then will we see some legislative action on assault weapons. Have a nice day. Isn't that nice of him? This is from an Ohio professor. Now, he is under investigation now for making a Facebook post calling for the anti-gun activists to storm the NRA headquarters and make sure there's no survivors. Now, James Pearson, an adjunct professor at Southern State Community College in Hillsboro, wrote the post on June 13th. This was only a day after the terrorist mass shooting attacks. Now, if you think about this, again, we've been told over and over and over again these kind of things wouldn't be tolerated on any website. Now, here, I just refreshed my screen on this. And the They pulled it down. They pulled down the story about the professor that wrote the nasties about the Hillsboro, about killing all the people over at the NRA. Now, he didn't say kill, though. He said, you know, they're going to have to storm headquarters and make sure there's no survivors. Well, what else would that mean? You know I don't have the strongest or the best grasp on the English language, but I think I can get that one down. Right? When an army person is told or a military person is told to take the fort and make sure there's no survivors, guess what? All right, so the number now has risen. 3 to 6 police officers shot during a protest against police. Right? And there's 2 gunmen that they know of, or don't know of, or whatever. Right? Wow. And the story's going up all over the place, and I'm loving this, too. Double standard. So a Marine was discharged over one email containing classified info. And this one, fella, if you remember this story, right, he was the one that sent the email to warn colleagues of a danger. Okay? That turned out to be true, as I recall. And someone pointing back to this case of the U.S. Marine highlighted an alleged double standard involving Hillary. Now, Steve Ducey sat down this morning with an attorney for Jason Bresler, who was forced out of the service for using his private email account to send a warning to fellow Marines about an Afghan police chief's alleged links to the Taliban. One of the police chief's servants would eventually attack the Marines, killing 3 of them in Afghanistan just a few weeks later. So let's see if I get this right. He was correct. He was right in doing it. And he got moved out of the military. We are really, we're just the basics of this nation is screwed up now. Are we going to be able to get him back? I don't know. I haven't got a clue. It depends on how much you're willing to fight. What do you think? Anyway, Minnesota victim speaks in case of roving Somali gangs in an upscale neighborhood. But we weren't going to have this problem. Remember? What I remember. See if I can find the somebody who already commented on this and sent it to me. You know, we were told this was going to be, they were going to be vetted. Everything was going to be okay. We weren't going to have any problems. I guess that wasn't true now, was it? You can't trust, you cannot, in any way, shape, manner, or form anymore, you cannot trust the government. Seriously, think about it. You can't trust the government. Because they can't protect you. Or I shouldn't say that. They won't protect you. So imagine you live in a quiet, upscale neighborhood. You're in your suburban town, and one day a roving gang of Somali men come screeching down your street, shouting jihad, running over sidewalks and lawns they see one of your neighbors outside her house and threaten to rape her. Now imagine this happens repeatedly. The police are called out, but never show up. At least never show up in time. And this is the danger all Americans who live in towns accepting Muslim refugees will face if Minnesota is any example of what's going to happen. Right? So, according to the article, they go on to say that we first mentioned this incredible, scary story a couple of days ago, pointing that the mainstream media never really reported on news like this nationally. And they don't. Because you know what it would do? Here's the problem. They're so concerned about being right, they don't care about keeping us safe. Think about it. Is that really what this boils down to? So WorldNet Daily News reporter Leo, looks like it's Homan, who spoke with the primary target of the confrontation as at least 20 Somali men, they were self-proclaimed, They swarmed a neighborhood outside of Minneapolis. What happened on three separate occasions is escalating in the escalating jihad on a lakeside community. Now, when they were addressed, when they were spoken to, they said that they practiced Sharia law and could thus kidnap and rape the attractive target on their, you know, on her front lawn there. They were yelling the word jihad from their car as they careened across lawns and sidewalks. Now, they might have been doing that just to scare somebody, just to stir it up and scare someone. They blasted the soundtrack of a woman being sexually assaulted from a car. They carried duffel bags, held them as if they were guns, and shot off bottle rockets to make sounds of gunshots. Now, tell me that's not antagonistic. Right? And there's nothing we can do about it because they didn't commit a crime. Technically, they didn't commit a crime. Now, you can read that whole story at World Net Daily. Now, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, where are they? Where are they on this? Have we seen anything from them? The New York Times, CNN, Fox News, for that matter? Where is this stuff? You think the Somalis just happened upon Minnesota? Well, the State Department began resettling tens of thousands there over the last 25 years with help initially of Catholic Charities, Lutheran Immigration, and the Refugee Service, World Relief. So there's now other federal contractors working day and night along with the original three to change Minnesota's one, you know, Minnesota one town at a time. Now, when we say change, they're moving them in, and that will change the area big time. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side. I'll be back in just a minute.
Is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Well, I heard some people talking just the other day.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and being involved in the conversation. So if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much going on there. You know, up on the website. We got some pretty smart people. So, as I like to say, smarter people than I are in the chat room. And, you know, I am sometimes within minutes trying to pull a story together. And so if you really want to hear smart people speak, you just head over to the chat room and, what the heck? What if I want to grow two cup sizes in a week? Stuff pops up on my screen. I don't know what to do with it. I know I should just can it and get it over with, but sometimes you just can't. It hits you right in the face, right? Anyhow, what I was trying to get at with the last story, which was what Minnesota's going through right now. You know, they're relocating so many of these people. And the problem is that they do not want to assimilate. They do not want to change their culture, their way of thinking. And I don't even believe they want to be here, frankly. in a lot of cases, I just don't think they really want to be here. Because when you see the interviews done by non-ABC, non-CBS, non-MSNBC people, that's what they're saying. They'd rather be in their own homeland. So maybe for real, if they go ahead and I don't know, what were they calling, safe zones? Jeez, safe spaces. They're creating safe zones for these people back in their own country or the outskirts of their own country. That would make sense. And then they would get what they were looking for. You know? So I don't know. I don't know what you do with this. Again, I'm watching. I shouldn't say I'm watching. I'm not really watching it, but I'm following the shootings that are going on. What I said, there was. They don't know if there's three or six shootings. Two shooters. Yeah, I'm trying to keep up with it here. Because it's an ongoing story. It says snipers opened fire on Dallas police, killing at least three cops and wounding as many as seven more. And I'm looking. Can you find it? See if Obama's already come out and said this is just not acceptable? I mean, I'm sure he's in a situation room somewhere. Or he'll probably say he wants to let the locals handle their own problems. I mean, it's only white cops being shot. It's not a big deal. Right? This is not going to fix anything. This is going to make it worse. Okay? I mean, you're talking about... Do you realize what this is going to do to cops across the country? And then we're going to expect them to be above all this. We're going to expect them... Well, they're professionals. They should know how to handle it. Really. They should know how to and accept people shooting at them. Is that what you're saying? That's what some of you are saying. I know it. Well, they took the job. They took the job to protect you and me. And again, I'm going to say it again. There's almost 700,000 policemen in this country. You can't taint them as all being bad. You can't do it. You know? So we'll follow that, too. I mean, that's already grown since we've been on the air, because originally it was two officers shot by two shooters. Now we're up to seven. Three are dead. And four more wounded. Actually, no. Let's know it. That's 10 total. So we've really jumped in the last hour and a half. Three cops are dead. Seven more are wounded. We're shot and wounded. So that's 10 total. We started off with 2-2. Not good, people. This cannot end well. And I'm not talking about for the cops. If it really gets out of hand, it's not going to end well for the people there. What's that?
He hasn't come out yet about Dallas.
Right. No, he's probably sleeping. You know, dreaming about playing golf tomorrow. President Obama has not made a statement yet, like he's done in the past with some of the other situations. You know, we talk about the real problem we have in this country today, about blacks being shot. Do you remember what happened last time this went down? Right? We had cops sitting in their cars that were being shot. People would just walk up and shoot them in the head. Right? It's like I said, this will not end well. Let's see. What other story did I get that I could play with that is not like this? Female student sues UC for trying to help female physicists. Just crazy, right? Student is suing a former professor on the grounds that he segregated men and women in his classroom, but released documents showing that the intent was actually to create a more inclusive atmosphere, which has always amazed me in a liberal language. Let's separate these so everybody can be included. Let's stop using these words so everybody can be included. In a lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court of Cincinnati, Casey Helmicki alleges that a University of Cincinnati professor used sexist teaching techniques in the classroom and that stood in direct violation of both Title IX provisions and the 14th Amendment. Title IX provisions, I don't even know how we're going to support those anymore. No, seriously. How are you going to do it? You got people pushing for gender neutrality at schools and people pushing for not being called male and female. Title IX is all about equality, but it was put in place because of females. Okay? Now, according to the suit, a teacher assistant separated Helmicky from a group of male students on the first day of class and encouraged her to work with the other female students. It's a little bit demoralizing to realize that we weren't able to work with the other genders. There aren't any, Helmicky. What's wrong with you? She didn't get the memo. Now, Helmicky told the Enquirer, as a woman in science studying chemistry and neuroscience, it was alarming that the school like UC would allow something like this to be permitted in the classroom. Helmicky's claim, she approached Professor Larry Bortner, who was the teacher's assistant's boss at the time, after the incident with her concerns. Bortner himself, after defending the practice, later brought the matter to the attention of the school's Title IX coordinator. Giles Schaffer, who concluded that the model is research-based and not inherently inequitable. Though she did recommend instituting an opt-out provision. In fact, the email exchange released in the lawsuit and obtained by the Enquirer, Bortner explains the technique, saying it was actually intended to change physics into a less predominantly male field. So, why separate the women from the men? I don't know. I guess I'm not smart enough to deal with this. Physicists are predominantly male. To change this, we try to make the educational environment open to females, Bortner wrote, indicating that he was actually looking out for the best interests of his female students. Studies have shown that females do better in small groups, three or four, that contain more females than males. Well, how can you hold him accountable for that if he's going by studies that were done and trying to do better by the students? Right? He says, I train instructors who teach the labs and have told them to rearrange groups if there is one female with three males. If at all possible, have all male, all female groups. He said, the practice is not as simple as separating all females from all males, but rather was intended to foster a higher female presence within the lab groups. Nonetheless, Bortner and his university are now being sued, because they have all kinds of money to play with, by Helmicky, whose attorney said the practice is not constitutional and not legal for university-level education. So I guess if you got something that works better, but it's against the law, you can't even try it. You can't even make a play for it, right? Come on, think about this. So they've got a process by which they believe they've been told, according to the studies, actually helps promote something, when God forbid we don't want to do that because they don't look sexist, doesn't it? This has gone to the highest level of the university. We've tried to fix it with every accommodation. You know what? This just shows you we're spending so much time worried about male, female, gender, non-gender, whatever. That we're not getting these people taught. We're not turning out strong, smart students. God, I wish I had more time left because I'd tell them the story about the new students coming into the cooking world who can't use fractions. I'll have to tell them that one tomorrow night. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. Tell your friends, loved ones, and maybe even your not-so-loved ones about the show. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Let's pray for peace. Pray for some sanity in Dallas. We'll catch you tomorrow.